أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 190 and 191 of Surah Ali Imran. Sayyidina Ata ibn Abi Rabah rahmatullah alayhi, a famous tabi'i, goes to our mother Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and he inquires from her about what was so wondrous about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that she would relate to him. Our mother Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha responds and she says to him, Ata, what was not wondrous about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Everything about him was so meticulous. But nonetheless, I recall this incident that one night Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to my room. Then he lies down for a short while. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes permission. And then he begins to perform his salat. What was unique was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stood up in qiyam and he began to sob, he began to cry in that qiyam till the tears began to flow upon his chest. In other words, it flowed through his cheeks and then it began to flow upon his chest. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into ruku, and the sobbing had continued. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes into sajda, and the sobbing continues. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes up from the sajda, the sobbing continues. And this went on until Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu informed him that it is the time of Fajr. It is the time of Subuh. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu notices this sobbing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he remarks to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what makes you sob to this great extent? When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has announced, and bearing in mind the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were sinless beings, and besides that, notwithstanding that fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has announced that Allah has forgiven your past if there were any, and future if there would be any sins, then what makes you sob like this? What makes you cry like this? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Bilal that should I not be appreciative to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me verses like this? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins to recite these verses, inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab, till the end. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, O Bilal, unfortunate is that person that recites these verses and is unable to ponder over its meaning. Allah has given us these opportunities. Let us try to ponder over the meaning of these verses. However, before we get there, Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that on one occasion I had spent the night at the house of my khala, my mother's sister, that was Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother. And one of the objectives was that he observes the night of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spend his night? And he says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gotten up in the last portion, in the last third of the night, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam got up, and on awakening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited these verses, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab, right till the end of the surah. So for those that get up in the time of tahajjud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked up in the sky and he recited these verses. So it will be good for us to do it, to try to emulate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this meritorious deed. The message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives here, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, certainly in the creation of the skies and the earth, wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar, and the alternating of the night and the day, la ayat, are many signs, li ulil albab, for the people of wisdom. The word albab is derived from the word lubbun in Arabic, which in actual fact refers to the essence of something. And it then was used for the wisdom of a person, because wisdom is regarded as the essence of a human being. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks of two phenomena. One is the khalq, the creation of the skies and the earth. When we speak about samawat, then we speak about the loftiness of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The skies and whatever is above the skies, right up to the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when the earth is spoken about, then whatever would be beneath the earth, all of this, whatever is in between it, whoever and whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes further, wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar, the alternating of the night and the day, that one comes after the other, night precedes day, day follows the night, and in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the precision of the movement of all whatever is in orbit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that all of this is the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, all of it is in its own orbit, and it is many signs for those people who have wisdom. Now when we look at the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we look at insan, we look at mankind, we will find generally, very broadly, two categories. One will be those that observe the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then they aspire to acquire Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the other group will look at the creation, and then they get involved in the creation themselves, and they forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama have given a very beautiful example, the example of a king, a majestic king, who has built a lofty palace, a very beautiful palace, with regards to every aspect of its plan, it is flawless. Whatever has been used in the material has been par excellent, and people would look at this palace and then marvel at the architecture, they would marvel at the loftiness of that king, at his wealth and everything to do with the king. But then you will get somebody that has an ill intention, for example a thief that is trying to get into it, so he will also examine and he will also look at this palace, but he will have a different motive, he will have a different intention. How is he going to get into it? For his own personal motive. So like that, we have the men of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the people of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that will observe this creation of Allah ta'ala, trying to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then we will have the men of science, trying to look at the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, trying to look at their own personal motives, how they will earn from the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and how they will deduce whatever scientific evidences they have, theories they have, for their own personal gain, and obviously they would forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now in this world, many people have claimed wisdom, many people have placed different criterias of wisdom. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also placed the criterion of wisdom. Who are these ulul albab? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladina yadkuruna Allah qiyama. They are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qiyama whilst they are standing, wa qu'uda whilst they are sitting, wa ala junubihim and whilst they are on their sides, in other words, whilst they are lying down. Not only do they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they make tafakkur, they ponder in the creation of the skies and the earth. And when they ponder in the creation of the skies and the earth, then they submit to Allah ta'ala, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, O our Rabb, you have not created this batila, you have not created this in vain, or you have not created this defective. Subhanak, glory be to you, O Allah, you are perfect. Faqina azab an-nar, then O Allah, save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Inshallah we'll continue. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك